Alexa Eddy.
And I'm Jennifer Perez.
And this is our first podcast. So, I don't know about you, but what I liked about the book is that it was really simple, and there were lots of pictures, and he kind of made it easy to express how people lie with statistics. And I remember doing part of this in class like a week ago, and I like how he explained that when someone tells you, oh, an average is this, there's mean, mode, and median. Like one was like, if I'm looking for a place to live, he'll say, oh well, the average person here makes like, the average person pays like $5,000 a month in rent, something like that. But then when they wanted to raise bus fare, he would go and say, we can't possibly afford this because we only pay, let's say, like $700 in rent, like we're really poor here. And then he was like, oh well, am I lying or am I not lying? And I'm like, I don't know, are you lying? And then it turns out he was just using different types of averages. So now I know when someone tells me, if you want to live here, people around here, it's a nice neighborhood, they make an average of something something, I'll be like, what type of average is that? Because I don't want to end up in a messed up neighborhood.
Right. For me, the book was really simple, and it was nice to read, actually. I really enjoyed it. The thing that I would say is that statistics is really something that people should be aware of. Especially with this book, it mentions average wages and salaries, and exactly what you say with the medium, low, and mean. Mm-hmm. And here it says, you know, average wages of employees are $2,200, and the other one would be $26,000. And, like, the average would be, like, $5,700. And it just gets, it's something for you to think, cause like, why should we be conscious about this? For me, what I liked about the book is that it was very interesting to read how to lie with statistics, and I think it's very clever that this book has been made about medians and modes and averages and wages about statistics. Very interesting to read, and it was very short. It gives you an idea of how statistics should work throughout reality and how we should be aware and conscious about, well, here it means about like average wages and salaries that we would have in our future jobs, and it is something that we should keep in mind, such as, you know, the average wages would be $5,700 since it's quoted here. And overall, I think it was very nice to read, and there's a whole lot of things to discover and to solve because statistics can really impact our lives.
What I didn't like about the book and what I found surprising was in one of the situations, there's a situation between Peter and Linda, and they're comparing IQs. Peter's is 98 and Linda's is 101. And we know it's based on 100 average, which is normal. What I didn't like was that the situation was too wordy, so I was getting confused on what things meant, because there was a lot of math mentioned, it was just words, but I found it surprising that even though Peter had a lower average, if you break up the statistics and actually dig deep, you would actually see that Peter can have a chance or is actually more advanced than Linda, even though she has a higher IQ.
I think the same thing would be for me. The parts that I didn't like is that the book gives you like short mini stories about different problems of statistics and as well as the two kids. I feel like if one reads this book and it's really confused, I think they should like read over slowly and little by little you will understand. And that's a problem that I have with the book. Like, it just moves fast, you know, it moves quickly, like a story to another story, but without breaking it down.
Yeah, and like, parts of it we didn't even learn yet.
But we do know statistics because we learned throughout the whole semesters, the past two semesters. Mm-hmm. And it is something that we should keep in mind as well, is that statistics really impacts our lives too after high school. And so yeah, that's one of the problems I have with the book and parts I didn't like. It just moves on quickly.
Right. I mean, they're saying Linda has a 50-50 probability of, I guess, being more superior than Peter, but then Peter has a chance minus or plus 3%. And there's just all this math that I really didn't understand. All I was really paying attention to was the result. So yeah, that was hard to understand. I was getting confused.
And if we are stuck onto a problem during the statistics, especially with this book, we can always research about the problems, and little by little, we can figure out the problem and solve it on our own, because we will be needing this soon. And I think the book could have like given a better explanation than being able to learn statistics during class.
Right. But there were some I did understand, like you remember in the beginning he was talking about lying to you about stats when you were looking for a place to live. It was the same thing on page 52. He was talking about like temperature in degrees in places. He was like, you might take 61 degrees as a comfortable annual mean, giving you the choice in California between such areas as the Inland Desert and San Nicolas Island off the south coast, but you can freeze or roast if you ignore the range. And I didn't even have to look at the map to realize that he was talking about the highest and the lowest temperatures, because temperatures do fluctuate, and just because the mean is 61, you were basically taking up all of the numbers and adding them together. That actually doesn't tell me much about the actual temperature. If it was median, I could be like, oh, well, half of the year is below 61 and half of the year is above 61. Or if this was the mode average, I would be comfortable knowing that most of my days is going to be a comfortable 60. But yeah, since it's mean, I wouldn't really know what the range of temperatures is, because the lowest is 15 and then the highest is 104 for the desert, and then for San Nicolas it's 47 to 87 degrees. So I think it's really helpful to know statistics life-wise, because I would probably be that person to be like, oh, it's probably 61 degrees the whole year, let me buy this house and live here, and then I would be suffering due to my lack of thinking. Yeah, because I didn't think before I bought it.
Exactly.
Even though I know people who debate, they like to pull out random statistics, and I'm always skeptical because I don't trust statistics, and this is probably why. You can lie with them, but would I want to lie with statistics? I probably would, because if I'm arguing, if I'm really trying to make a point, I can put the stats in my favor, and it's not like I'm lying, I'm just putting the stats in a different point of view. So I kind of like this book because it's not necessarily teaching me how to lie with statistics, but it kind of gives me an idea on how to trick people and how to notice when someone's trying to pull a fast one on me.
Right. As me, if I would lie to with statistics, I think I would. Because one, statistics can be really tricky. It tricks everyone. I think once you would know, you think it's hard to understand. But soon, as once you get to know what it is and how this impacts, such as, you know, in the book, the temperatures and the salaries and wages, and, you know, what else? The graphs that we need to know, minutes, hours, etc., and all that stuff. I think I would, because it's complicated to handle.
I mean, and even aside from the numbers, on page, 47 through 48, it was like one of these power companies, or something like a power company. Oh, well, whatever. One of the companies is like, oh, well, like 75% of farms in America, like our power, it's available to them. And it kind of teaches us to use context clues, because just because it's available doesn't mean that 3/4 of the farms are actually getting this power. And not a lot of people actually sit down to think about it. And that's probably why I like this book. It's super useful, and it's just making me think
it makes us think, and I think that's why I give credits to this book. Yeah, at the end, when we stop reading, I think you will just have to stop and think about life and how statistics works with us. And I think we already know what is the right thing to do and what should we avoid with getting the wrong amounts that we would receive, mm-hmm. with statistics or within later in future or whatever. But the point is that we are to know how to use and what to be aware of. And I think it's just something that everyone should
aware of and know.
Yeah.